Country Club FM.
No better way to get to get through a thunderstorm than the Bob Almanac. We'll see you through it here today. And nothing severe, but they're getting some much-needed rain. Wednesday, July 8th, we are 190 in, 190, and we have 176 left to go full days. This data, this is very timely, although we have no severe weather here. Although there was a tornado warning, somebody apparently in the dark saw a funnel cloud, called it in, and they immediately issued a tornado warning for Otter Tail County earlier. I don't even know if it was radar detected, but anyway, it's fitting here that the first ever American confirmed tornado, of course, tornadoes since the beginning of time, since weather, but the first recorded and confirmed tornado in America happens in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and it did kill one person on this date, 1680. So the first fatality confirmed and reported from a tornado in America, the state, 1680. 1776. This was important because we had had the Declaration of Independence, and the Patriots, George Washington and his crew, the whole gang, they needed to build support because there were people here that, well, they were okay with British rule. So they needed to get people on their side, so they had to go around and read the Declaration of Independence, and it was the first public reading of the Declaration. Colonel John Nixon did so at an assemblage of citizens in Philadelphia this date, 1776. Oh, how about this? This is an epic invention, and it happened in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Edward Berner. Neil, oh, we got virtual Neil here, everybody. We almost forgot about him.
Let's do it.
Hey, where's Two Rivers, Wisconsin?
I'll look that up.
Well, this guy in Two Rivers, Wisconsin, Edward Berner, he's a druggist. He poured chocolate syrup on ice cream in a dish, and he created the sundae. Chocolate syrup, up to that point, had only been used for making ice cream sodas. But this guy here invented the chocolate sundae. This date, 1881. Nan Aspinwall. She is the Amelia Earhart of horse riding, is what she is. She's the first woman to ever make a solo transcontinental trip, San Francisco to New York, on a horse. Did anybody ask the horse if he wanted to make the trip? That's the big question. I would have said no. Come on, lady, I'm doing all the work. Nan Aspinwall, legend on this date, 1911. Our patent of the day today, 1913.
The all-new Gilbert Erector Set.
It's more like a whole world, I guess. You know what I mean.
Color in Erector, new for 63.
The Erector Set, that's a commercial from 1963, but it was this date, that's 50 years previous to that, that Gilbert himself, Gilbert's Erector Set, Alfred Carlton Gilbert, filed his patent for the Erector Set, and then, of course, I believe he was also an elector of the Elector College, so he was an Erector guy and an Elector guy, which is really coincident. But anyway, he got his patent. It was issued, in fact, and became one of the most popular toys of all time. Who had Erector Sets? I mean, it was Tinker Toys, Erector Set, Lincoln Log. You had to have them. Let's see. 1958 this date, to the RIAA, Recording Industry Association of America, handed out their first ever gold record, 500,000 sales. 1958, you'd assume that it'd be, what, Elvis, Johnny Cash, Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, somebody like that. No.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
The soundtrack from Oklahoma. First ever gold record on this date, 1958. There's some trivia that you can dazzle your friends with here today at work or wherever you may be here today out of the golf course. So that was in 58 and 78. More music news.
You see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much.
How much? Tell me, J.P. Pennington.
Love you, need you, yeah.
Oh, Exile. This song was released Number one Hot 100. We know Exile is a country group, but they started exclusively on the rock side. And, of course, there's a long list of groups and artists. The Bellamy Brothers were pop and rock before. Let Your Love Flow. That did nothing on the country charts. And what was it about 70s all-male bands posing for their album covers and their single covers without shirts? They're very secure in their masculinity, I'm sure, but Orleans did it. What was the song that they did? You know, You're Still the One. They da-da-da, You're Still the One, da-da-da-da-da, you know that one? They were, their album cover, no shirts. I'm not sure what was going on. Maybe it was laundry day. They all only had one shirt. Exile, 1978. That song went on to be number one. And then 5-6 years later, they went all country. Woke Up in Love went to number one. And their history was rewritten. Let's move on to 1987. Oliver North became a household name.
When I would go to Director Casey, or even when General Secord himself talked with Director Casey, the bureaucracy was unwilling to do what was necessary to give him the appropriate security clearances and the like. There was also, by this point in time...
Honey, do you want to watch General Hospital, maybe 321 Contact or Sesame Street over on the PBS, or do you want to watch Oliver North talk about this exciting stuff and the Iran-Contra hearings? People are watching the Iran-Contra hearings. That was this date in 87. 92, this show debuted. Melrose Place. Never watched it. I never watched the 90210 and never watched Melrose Place. How about you, Neil?
I only watched Gunsmoke.
That has been well established. So Melrose Place, to me, just kind of knowing, obviously I'm familiar with the characters, they were huge in pop culture, but the 90210 to me, Beverly Hills 90210 is more for a younger crowd, maybe more high school, and Melrose Place, the characters seem a little older. It's like the 90210 people after they actually have jobs and are in the real world and realize they're not that smart. Melrose Place, 1992. 1994 was the OJ trial. Well, not the trial yet. They were still doing the preliminary trial. And in the preliminary trial, they ruled that there was enough evidence to try OJ Simpson. I have to say it. Duh. I mean, what was it? The blood in the car or the glove or the motive or the fact he was trying to get out of town or he ditched a knife? What was the one piece of evidence that you said, you know what, we'll take it to trial? And then they still messed it up. That was 1994. Let's talk some sports. This was 10 years ago.
58th and 59th shots of the day for Paul Guidos. Here is shot number 58. Approach at the 18th, setting up what would be his 12th birdie of the day. And the lowest round in the history of the PGA Tour, a 59.
How about that? 59 for Paul Guidos, who was 46, the oldest ever to shoot a first round 59. I shot 81 yesterday at the Purple Hawk in Cambridge, and I was pretty proud of myself. This guy shoots a 59, 12 birdies, 6 pars. He did lose the tournament to Steve Stricka by a couple of strokes. Paul Guidos, he was always amazing. You know, it sounds like something, some kind of a medical condition. You know, that's one heck of a Paul Guidos you got there on your neck. Paul Guidos, he's now on the senior tour, of course, Champions Tour, as they call it. 2010, this was an overabundance of ego and really unnecessary, but it was quite the spectacle, and it's still controversial to this day.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know. LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
I thought it was silly back then, dedicating a whole hour to the decision of LeBron James leaving Cleveland and via free agency going to Miami. And he even has said, he's come out and said it. In hindsight, 2020, whatever, I probably wouldn't do it again. But it is what it is, and he was as big as anything in 2010. It was a ratings grab for ESPN, no doubt. 1 year later in 2011.
All three engines up and burning. 2-1-0, and liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis. On the shoulders of the space shuttle, America will continue the dream.
Atlantis blasted off, the space shuttle Atlantis. Final mission of the U.S. space. It's kind of sad. I remember as a kid, 12 years old, was it 82, 83, somewhere in the early 80s, when they blasted the Columbia up there for the first time after all the testing with the Enterprise and whatnot. I remember just waiting for that shuttle launch and then to see that it ended in 2011 to adapt. And it's been 9 years, and now we're just starting now getting back into it. NASA, just along with SpaceX, of course, sent Bob and Doug, not the McKenzie boys, Bob and Doug up to the International Space Station. And then it was this day 2 years ago, an especially gruesome day at the running of the bulls.
It is day two of the running of the bulls in Spain, and today's run left four people injured, including one who was gored. Three others were gored over the weekend. Two of them were Americans. The bull run kicked off on Saturday.
I don't know why people do it. I mean, I love eating beef. I don't want to be gored by one. At least nine people were hurt overall. Their numbers weren't even up to date. It was the annual running of the bulls in Spain. Red Cross officials said five people hospitalized after the first running. Four were hospitalized after the second running back in 2018. It's a bunch of guys wearing white waders with suits with like the handkerchief wrapped around them. And they hope that that's not the only red when it's all done. But for some people, it isn't. 2018. I haven't heard if they have canceled the running of the bulls. Can you transmit COVID-19? To a bull? To a bovine? Can you socially distance while you're doing the running of the bulls? I haven't seen whether it's canceled or not in Pamplona. I bet you it has been. I don't really focus on it that
much. Go away, little girl. Go away, little girl.
Maybe that's something Neil can...
I'll look that up.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not supposed to be
I'm ready, Jim.
Yeah, you're ready for Steve Lawrence. Neil's not here, and I'm sad that he is. He's a big Steve Lawrence fan, even bigger Edie Gourmet. So Steve Lawrence, 85, he saw him on the Carol Burnett Show, and he and Edie were still together. Steve Lawrence, 85, we have since lost Edie Gourmet. Happy birthday, Steve Lawrence, 85. Funny actor Jeffrey Tambor is 76.
There was money in that banana stand.
Well, it's all gone now, Dad.
There's $250,000 lining the walls of the banana stand.
Why didn't you tell me that?
How much clearer can I say? There's always money in the banana stand!
No touching!
Arrested Development. Oh, spoiler alert, they burned the banana stand down, not knowing that there was money in the banana stand, literally. That's from Arrested Development. That is a good show. We just started watching that. We're binging it from whatever that was, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Jeffrey Tambor was that. He was in the Ropers. He was like the Ropers' next-door neighbor. Larry Sanders show. He is 76. There's that show now that he's dressed up as a woman. So a happy birthday to him. 76 as we continue with our birthdays today. Kim Darby is 73. She was looking for a man with True Grit.
I'm down here. I got chaining.
I just didn't think you'd do it.
You shot me.
One of my short ribs is broke.
You killed my father when he was trying to help you. You're just a piece of trash. You also killed a senator in Texas when he was sitting on a porch swing.
One thing is obvious. Kim Darby went to the Jimmy Stewart School of Acting and Line Delivery. Don't you think? Kim Darby, True Grit, among other things, of course, 73 today. Wolfgang Puck, the fine celebrity chef. You may have heard of his world-renowned restaurant in California, Spago. It's famous and expensive. And has won many Michelin stars. Most of the places I go to, they win the Sears Road Handler star.
Huh?
Yeah, the Sears Road Handler star.
Huh?
Don't you see what I did there, Neil?
Huh?
It's Michelin star, Sears Road Handler, expensive tire, cheap tire.
Ah.
Okay, thank you. Wolfgang Puck, I can cook. He's 71 today. Angelica Houston, 69.
Oh, I'll be fine. I'm just like any modern woman, trying to have it all. Loving husband, a family. It's just I wish I had more time to seek out the dark forces and join their hellish crusade.
She was a darn good Morticia Adams, I think. Angelica Houston on our list today. Happy birthday, 69. Oh, a note from yesterday. Ringo Starr celebrated his 80th birthday. I didn't mention enough how good he looks at 80. I just saw a video of him yesterday on his birthday. No gray hair. Obviously, he's coloring his hair, I'm assuming. But he's 80. He looks 50. Ringo does not age. Ringo was 80 yesterday. Let's see, who else do we have here? Kevin Bacon, 62.
Hey, what's this I see? I thought this was a party! Let's dance!
Six degrees of separation with Kevin Bacon. Everybody's connected to Kevin Bacon, 62. For him, he can dance up a storm as he did. Fred Young. He's the drummer from the Kentucky Headhunters. The Kentucky Headhunters, you had the Phelps brothers and the Young brothers. What was their original name? Was it the Itchy Brothers? Something Itchy. Itchy and Scratchy, I can't remember. That was their original name when they formed in the 60s. Then they became known, and we know them as the Kentucky Headhunters. Fred Young, happy birthday, 62. Toby Keith is 59 today. We know what he sounds like. Probably feature some of his, at least one of his songs in the upcoming Bobathon. 58 today for Joan Osborne. Just a slob like one of us. This was her big hit. Just a stranger on the bus, trying to make his way home. She's a poet and singing poignant lyrics there in her song One of Us, Joan Osborne. Happy birthday. And Drew Womack. I've either got to leave the past behind. One of the Womack brothers. They make up Sons of the Desert. No relation to Leanne. Gotta clear that up. This was their lone top ten. I'll take whatever comes first. It's called Whatever Comes First. They might be best known for helping out Leanne Womack. Again, there's the confusion where they're not related to Leanne because they sang backup on I Hope You Dance. And also Ty Herndon's It Must Be Love. They're doing the harmonizing on that as well. Maybe we'll play that one during the Bobathon if we can. Moving on to the Gons But Not Forgottens, Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
German aircraft manufacturer Ferdinand von Zeppelin, 1838. John D. Rockefeller and his grandson Nelson Rockefeller, both celebrating. John D., when you convert dollars to modern dollars, they still say that he's the richest man ever with Standard Oil. John D. Rockefeller, 1839, and then his grandson Nelson Rockefeller, he became known as the vice president. A vice president that wasn't elected, though, right? When Gerald Ford became president with the resignation of Nixon, Rockefeller slipped on in there as the VP back in the 70s, 1908 for him. This still gives me goosebumps. As a young football fan, getting ready for that 8 o'clock kickoff of Monday Night Football, knowing that unless it was the Vikings, I could only stay up until 9. Vikings, I could watch the whole game. Most of my friends at school, they didn't know what even happened. I could give him a full recap of the second half. And you had to stay up for Howard Cosell's halftime highlights. Rune Arledge, who gave us Monday Night Football. He invented instant replay, slow motion, split screen, ABC's executive and sports guy. Rune Arledge, 1931.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye.
Mickey Rooney, or is it Mickey Gilley? Yeah, Mickey Gilley did this song. Eddie Arnold did this song. So did Jerry Vale. I always thought he was a poor man's Vic Damone or Al Martino or a poor man's Mel Torme. But I tell you what, once you hear this, he's his own man. So Jerry Vale, 1932, and he was Igor.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
It would be Abby Normal. Didn't Neil just quote that line not too long ago? I think he did, because we were talking about buggy eyes, and nobody had buggier eyes than Marty Feldman. Comedian, actor, young Frankenstein, 1933. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Neil, did you mention that song or that movie not too long ago?
Huh?
What song?
Huh?
Movie?
All right.
Virtual Neil gone crazy here today. You've heard of Girls Gone Wild? It's Virtual Neil gone wild here today on the Bob Almanac. I'll be sticking around for the Bobathon. It starts now.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIL.